me around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otabil. And now, today's word.
Today I'm preaching on God is good. God is good. It is a statement that we make very often. We say God is good and we respond all the time. All the time, God is good. And sometimes, you know, we say these things as a slogan, but we don't say them with meaning. And so today I'm going to take us through what it means when we say God is good. In which way is He good? And how do we declare His goodness effectively? Somebody say God is good. Do you really believe that? You believe God is good? How many times? How many times? Is He good today? Good yesterday? Will be good tomorrow? He's good all the time. He's good all the time. God is good. God is good. Psalm 106 and verse 1. And it says, praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord for His good, for His mercy endures forever. Throughout the Old Testament, that phrase recurs over and over. The Lord is good and His mercies endure forever. The Lord is good and His mercies endure forever. It was the national declaration of Israel. It was their number one praise and worship song. When they went into battle, they would be singing, because He's good and His mercies endure forever. In the temple, they will sing, the Lord is good and His mercies endure forever. It was a part of their declaration because it underlies a very important aspect of who God is. We can know God, we can know His power, we can know God is great, we can know God is the creator. But if somebody is a creator and He's very powerful, and He's not good, it's not good. It's not good to have a very powerful person who is not good. So in addition to all that we know about God and His power and His greatness and His magnificence, what makes everything valuable is His goodness. Because when He takes His goodness out, His power will be dangerous against us. His goodness makes everything come together. The Lord is good and His mercies endure forever. So in what ways is God good? First, God is good in Himself. God is good in Himself, in His nature, in His character. God does not derive His goodness from us, neither does He derive it from His other creation. God is good by Himself, within Himself. So His goodness is from Himself. And it manifests in so many ways. God's goodness manifests in so many ways. And I'll talk about three of them. First is His purity. God is pure. He has no moral weakness. He has no moral weakness. You know, when powerful people have a moral weakness, their power works to our disadvantage. If somebody is very powerful but has no goodness in them, their power works to our disadvantage. If they have a moral weakness, then they will use their power to execute the moral weakness. So if somebody is very powerful, naturally, and he likes, if he's a man, he's a president, he's a king, and he likes women, he's going to use his power that to execute that moral weakness. He's going to take people's wives from them. He's going to take people's things from them. If he's greedy, he's going to use his power to take people's properties from them. So power is great, but if there is no goodness in the power becomes a liability. And that is why God's goodness is so powerful. And he's pure. God has no moral weakness. There is no danger that God will abuse his power because he has no moral goodness. He's pure. He's good. Secondly, God is good in himself because he is right all the time. He is right all the time. He makes no mistakes. Can you imagine somebody who is so powerful, who is prone to making mistakes? You shoot a missile in the air, powerful weapon, then you make a mistake and it hits the wrong person. That's dangerous. But God is good. He makes no mistakes. He's pure and he is right. And thirdly, God is kind. His acts are benevolent. He does things for benefit, for our benefit. God is not cruel. He does not take pleasure in misery. God's goodness is sometimes referred to in the scriptures as his tender mercies. His tender mercies. God is good through and through. In his person, in his personality. And that is why we can trust his power, that it will not be used capriciously, it will not be used wrongly, it will not be used to satisfy a moral weakness in God, and it will not be used to do cruel things against us, because God is kind, God is good. But not only is God good in himself, God is good toward us. He is good toward us. His goodness is not only in himself, but his goodness manifests. He acts out his goodness. As a matter of fact, he created us out of his goodness. We are the product of his goodness. Even when we are disobedient to him, he still desires good things for us. In Jeremiah 29, verse 10 and 11. This is what the Lord says through the prophet Jeremiah. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Amazing. This is a prophecy God is giving to Judah. When they have acted in disobedience, they have disobeyed God for years, hundreds of years. He sends prophet after prophet to warn them, repent of your ways, repent of their ways. And they would go after idols and they'll go turn against God and turn away from the Lord. And the Lord will warn them and he will send prophets to warn them. And then finally God says, you know what? I'm going to allow the Babylonians to teach you something you should have learned otherwise. So Babylon is going to take you, but afterwards, I'll bring you back to the same land. And then he says something very interesting, that in spite of the fact that you are going into captivity, I have thoughts towards you. And they are thoughts of good and not of evil. I want to have a great future for you. So although it would seem as if what is going to happen to them is bad, God says it is happening out of my goodness. So even when we are disobedient to God, when we fail, his goodness never fails. When we turn away from him, his goodness never fails. Even when we're going through hardship, his goodness is always present. So he says, you will go, I will bring you back because I have good plans for you. I'm thinking of you. I'm thinking good thoughts towards you. I want things to be well with you. I want to give you a future. but you are a very disobedient people. You're going to go through hardship, but I have good plans towards you. The goodness of the Lord never fails. It never fails. God always has good thoughts towards you. So some of us may be in a bad state in our life. Maybe because we did something very terrible and we're going through terrible things. And you think, oh, maybe God doesn't love me again. God's goodness never fails. Even in Babylon, he loves you. In captivity, he loves you. Even when you are fighting him, he loves you and he's good towards you. God is good towards us. He has good plans for us and he does good things for us. You have to constantly remember, God has good plans for you. God has good plans for me. And God is doing good things for me. No matter where you are in your life, remember this always. God has good plans for you. Even when you have bad plans for yourself, God has good plans for you. Because God is good through and through at all times and in all situations. Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. You see that phrase again. For his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. What are the redeemed supposed to say? Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endure forever. So the Bible is talking to the redeemed. Who are the redeemed? The redeemed are those who have been delivered or redeemed or set free from the kingdom of darkness and being born again into the kingdom of light. Sometimes we call them believers. Other times we call them children of God. Sometimes we call them purely Christians or saints of God. The redeemed are those who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And the passage says the redeemed must say something. They must say that God is good. But before they say God is good, they must believe that God is good. The redeemed must believe that God is good. You must believe it. God is good. God is good. God is good. You must believe it. And then after you have believed it, you must declare it that God is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Why? The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. God is good. So when you're going through pain and you're going through difficulty, the words that come out of your mouth would be, God is good. When you are down and you don't know what to do, you just say, God is good. You lost all your money right now. God is good. Thieves broke into your house, stole your precious goods. God is good. Let the redeemed constantly say, God is good. That was Job's attitude. When he lost everything, he still says, God is good. I don't understand it all, but God is good. I don't know why I've lost everything, but God is good. The goodness of the Lord must never be doubted. We must never doubt it. And it is when we believe he's good and we declare he's good that we experience the goodness. So the redeemed of the Lord must believe God is good. And they must declare that God is good. You have to make it a practice in your life to constantly affirm God is good. You have to. Because no matter what comes against you, The redeemed might say, God is good. 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 I don't have all the answers, but God is good. I don't know how things are going to turn out, but God is good. I don't understand what is happening right now, but God is good. It's been a tough year, but God is good. That is our declaration. The redeemed of the Lord must say so. We must declare that. And why must we declare that? Not only is God good, but if you come to the New Testament, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know. Everybody say, I know. Somebody say, I know. What do you know? And we know. Somebody say, I know. Say, I know. I know that I know that I know that I know that I know. I know without any shadow of doubt. And we know. 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 What do we know? And we know that all things work together for good. For good. For good. To those who love God. To those who are called according to his purpose. We know. Not some things. All things. Now think about it. All things. All things. All things. All things. Including the bad things. Including people's jealousy and envy. Including people's hatred. Including people's cruelty. All things. We know that all things. He didn't say all things are good. All things work together. Work together for good to those who are called as according to his prayer. What does it tell us? That God uses all kinds of things to work out his good purpose in our lives. God is unlimited in what he can use to make us experience his goodness. We have limitations on the things we can use or influence. But God is not limited. He can use the affairs of men. He can use governments. He can use powerful people. He can use little people. He can use the elements. He can use the sun. He can use the moon. He can use the stars. He can use rivers. He can use the sea. He can use stones. He can use sand. He can use all things. All things. Working together. All things working together. God makes things that you think don't fit, fit. He picks from there and picks from there and picks from there and mixes it up and produces good.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otterbeil, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otterbeil. Email otterbeil@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.